Welcome to the Inside Chat podcast, co-hosted by founder of the Delforge Group, Valerie Delforge, and ex-salon owner and business coach, Amy Gordon. We'll be sharing weekly episodes with you where Valerie and Amy discuss hot topics and questions sent in from our listeners. A must-listen for all salon, spa, aesthetics, and skin clinic business owners. Check in every Monday wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll be here with a new episode ready to help you start your week off right. Download recently, didn't we?
Which was
very good. In fact, it's still on the website.
It's still available.
But surrounding how to launch a new brand into the salon, clinic, a new treatment or a new product.
And
we decided to do it because we see a lot of clients launching new things and there's not really necessarily the strategic thinking behind it. And also because I think one of your clients actually asked you for some...
Yes, that is how it started. I've got a new brand, what can I do with it? How do I launch it?
How do you start the process?
I think it's because a lot of time we kind of think, okay, I'm just going to put the products on the shelves, do a little bit of posts and whatever, and that's it. And it's just not going to have the push that you want and the impact that you want if you're just looking at it on that purely that angle, isn't it?
Yeah.
So to me, it needs to go back to strategy. Okay, so if you think of the areas of the business that you need to focus on with this brand or the new treatment, you've got the online.
Yeah.
You, what happens online? What do you do? Mm-hmm. How do you put it on, you know, I was going to say how do you put it online, but you kind of know how to put it online, but how do you drive it? Is it the first page on your, you know, the main thing on your website? Are you going to do a reel about it? Are you going to ask the brand for support? A lot of time they don't.
Yeah, and are you, I think first and foremost, isn't it, it's working backwards to anything like that. So it's, you know, when are you going to start filtering through the information? So you're doing a build up to it. The team need training.
Yes.
The manager needs to be trained, of course, as well, but alongside the team. And then the manager needs to make sure all of that training comes into play, whether that's for a treatment, whether you're learning to launch a new treatment or a product or whatever it may be. Are you going to run an event alongside it? Are you going to, you know, are you going to do networking within the businesses around you? You need to put it online. What's the in-house marketing going to be? There's so much. How are you going to merchandise it if it's a brand? You know, you're going to have a separate new area. There's all these different areas. Email marketing. I mean, we could. It's all in the download.
But I think also sometimes we feel like we've got the brand and it's very quick. So I've got the brand. I've spent that much money, or creating this new treatment. I've spent that much time on training and, you know, getting the brands in, etc. So quick, I need to launch it.
Yeah.
But I always feel, is it the strategic time to launch it now when you're really busy? Do you want to wait a little bit till, let's say, a couple of more months where it's a little bit quieter? So you're really analysing the business on when is it strategically going to be more impactful, rather than I've got this new machine, I've got this new colour for the hairdressers and let's just push it now. But I feel like if there's no thought process, it's just going to be yet another something, nothing.
On the shelf without anybody.
Yeah.
More often than not, sometimes it arrives on the shelves and not even the team know about it anyway. Suddenly think, oh yeah, I'll get that in, I'll do this. But, you know, obviously depending on how big a thing it is, sometimes it might be that you just bought in a new brow pencil or something.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't need to be a big sort of strategic push.
Why shouldn't it be a big thing?
It doesn't have to be as big, is what I mean. There still needs to be thought process behind it.
Yeah.
But it maybe doesn't need the effort it would take to launch a whole new kind of treatment with a new machine that you're bringing on or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And because when we were chatting the other day in one of our coaching calls, with our members, we were talking about, you know, launching new things, and I still think events do work if you get them right. Now, I know some of our clients feel that they're too expensive, and of course they can be, but they don't have to be.
It's the effort behind it. Oh, my goodness. I think a lot of things is that, do I have the time? Is this
and will it pay off?
Return on investment. But I think, like anything, if you don't go in with that event thinking, what do I want to gain from that event? Maybe it's not even money necessarily. Maybe it's awareness of the brand, of the treatment, etc. Yeah. Maybe you want to treat the VIPs. Maybe it's it's about kind of giving a nice, you know, content for social media.
Yeah.
That is a cost, but in the long run, it's going to keep building the brand,
and
isn't it?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be. You know, there was an event run recently at one of our clients, and, you know, they made some great money. I was launching a new facial and made some great money, and it was done really well. Yes, lots of effort.
Yeah.
But, you know, the return was brilliant. But you don't have to go all out and do the bubbly, the canapes, the this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you could make it more of a educational, you know, we're doing an educational one on because this is brilliant for problematic skin or whatever it may be. And then one of our other clients said on that call, which I really liked as well, was that she does a lot of hers now one-to-one.
Yes.
So like you just mentioned about VIPs, you could introduce it one-on-one to your VIPs.
As a pre-launch or something.
Exactly, as a trial pre-launch facial to them. You could pick your top 10, top 20.
Exclusive, for the next month. You're the first one, so then you really keep engaging those VIPs.
But what I don't want anyone to do is underestimate that engagement with the client because it's too much faff.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people are now feeling that. It's effort, it's faff, it's money, it's this, it's that.
But again, it's when do you do it? So I was talking to someone the other day and it was like, you know, they created an event for December, but already they felt quite overwhelmed with what was going on in December. So is that really the right time, or should we push it kind of to October, November? So if you don't have that plan of when can you do strategically, and maybe you don't have the clientele that loves the events. I remember in one of the spa I was dealing with, we wanted to do this big event and really get the clients together, and I got the brands involved, everything. I even got one of the therapists who was calligraphy.
Yes,
she even done some personalized letters. You know, we spent a lot of time and thought and effort around inviting those VIPs. We had two people coming in, and that was the friends of the manager. So it was like, didn't really work.
It was
a good kind of lesson. Yeah. On like, okay, this is not what the clients want.
Yeah.
So what we did is next time we did an event, it wasn't as often, but when we did it, it was more around the whole day, inviting the clients in specific times.
Yes.
You know, £10, £20 booking fee redeemable on a day.
Yeah, we did that before.
And it just really created that connotation of having something there.
Yeah.
Or we did like 10% off shopping, you know, for Christmas, that you can come anytime, doesn't disturb the treatments, doesn't disturb what's going on with that side of things. So it's knowing what you want from your events, I guess. It's not purely events. We're talking about events. It's not purely.
No. That's just an element, isn't it?
But
like we were saying, there's everything. There's your email marketing, your online marketing, your in-house marketing,
your team.
Network marketing, your team marketing. Mm. Exactly.
Yeah. I've got someone who kind of did something for, it was around slimming kind of treatments, and she ended up contacting, you know, the slimming world around her, and then I was saying that to a hairdresser client, and he turned around and said, God, that's a great idea, well, let's offer, you know, a free haircut for the one who's lost the most weight.
So
I think that's kind of finding that niche on how to network it, I guess, isn't it? And not just put it on the shelf.
We've got a couple of clients who do that so well, and they've done some great things lately about how they've... I think they hooked up with one of the local schools. Don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But I think it is just really thinking about... Because I think we're still resistant to networking sometimes, you know, or being able to go in and say, hey, I...
Because sometimes it does feel like a waste of time.
Yes, yeah, it does. But I think that, you know.
Did you have to do it as an owner, or could you develop someone to be the networker?
You could develop. I always liked to do it as an owner, to be honest. But that, again, if you had a great manager, I mean, my manager did it as well. So, you know, if you've got a good manager, or you've got someone who you think's really good at it, then yeah. But if you've got girls who you don't, there's no point in getting them stand on the street corner handing leaflets out. They're not going to do that. And I don't think that's the right thing necessarily anyway.
I don't know, someone was launching a new treatment and they did little packs with a treatment menu, the loyalty card, little samples, and then a blurb about the new treatment, and they started handing it out throughout the, you know, walked the high street and handed it out to people, and it really worked for them. But they found the thing that worked, I guess.
Yeah.
So not everyone's going to be the same.
No, not everyone's going to be the same. And they always just sets me, when we used to get new clients into the salon, we'd been there 10 years, whatever, at the time, say they'd come in, and they say, oh, do you know what? I walk down here every day on the way to the train station. I never knew you were here.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, 10 years we've been at the time that they're walking past. So you think, actually, there's something in that then. So you could, like you were saying, you could stand outside, actually. Yeah, yeah. Because I think when people are, even if you've got amazing footfall, we're kind of going off track a bit here, but when you've got amazing footfall, you just assume people are looking, but they're, you know, they're in the zone, they're on the way to work, drinking their coffee, you're just walking down that same road, aren't you?
For sure. But that's all about assessing what works for you and knowing that if you're going to launch something successfully, is the word I'm looking for. If you're going to launch something that
successfully,
way,
yeah,
you've got to have a plan of action. Thank you for joining us. We really enjoy sharing our thoughts on various topics. If you have a burning question, simply comment below. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification button to keep up to date with each new episode.